All right. We are in the effective communication class, and in this next session, I want to talk about knowledge. Proverbs 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Communicate what you know. I don't know who came up with this phrase. Some people think it was Abraham Lincoln. I don't know who came up with this, but I like it. Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. So it's talking about speaking without knowing. You all know people who have a lot to say, but they really don't know what they're talking about. Don't be one of those people. And the way to not be one of those people is to always be learning and growing and knowing more stuff. Well, what do you know? First of all, you know things that have happened to you. The experiences that you've had in life. Things that you've learned. So there's things you've learned through experience. There's things that you've learned at school, reading a book, talking to people. Using things that happened to you. So, for example, your childhood. What are the things that happened to me that become something of which I can talk about? When I was 12 years old, for example, it was a hot day. I was sitting with my friends, and we had filled water balloons, you know, balloons, and we filled them with water, and we were throwing these water projectiles, water missiles at things. And then we were done. And then a little bit later, my brother snuck up from behind me, and he threw one of those water balloons at the screen, and the screen diffused the water and soaked me. And so I was mad at him, and so I ran after him. We were outside, and he was running for the door of the house because he wanted to get inside the house because he wanted to get to the bathroom, the only door in our house that had a lock. He could get into the bathroom, lock the door, and I wouldn't be able to get him. So I knew I had to catch him before he got to the house. So I was right on his heels. And he swung the side door open of our house, and it was glass, and I put my hand right through it. And the glass went flying. Some of it landed on my hand, but a little sliver went up and hit me right here in the neck. And it cut the artery that goes to your brain, and blood came shooting out like you turn a faucet on. And my father heard it. He was at home, and he came running out, and he took his thumb, and he stuck it in the hole, and he found the artery, and he put his, you know, plugged up the artery with his thumb. And off to the hospital we went. And the doctor later said that if it happened next door, which was 50 feet away, I'd have been dead by the time I got home. Okay, so that's something that happened to me when I was 12. It becomes a story that defines who I am and how God saved me and how my dad saved me and, you know, all the things surrounding that and the whole family involved and all the things around that event. What things happened to you in your childhood? Number two, your marriage. Supposed to say the stare down. When I was dating my would-be wife at the time, we were at a college, same university together, and we were talking, and we were disagreeing about something, and finally she just walked away. And I said, "Don't walk away." And she just kept walking. And she walked into the dormitory. It had a big plate window and glass door, and she walked about 15 feet in to the dormitory area, and I was outside, and she turned around and looked at me. And I was staring at her through the window. She stared back at me, and our eyes met. And when our eyes met, it was game on. I stared at her, she stared at me. And we stayed that way. This was like 7 o'clock at night. We were staring at each other all the way to 11:59 at night. People had gone to the library, they had come back, they would see me staring, they'd wonder what I'm staring at, so they would look, they would see that she's staring at me. I'm outside, it's getting cold, some of my friends brought me a coat, they brought me hot chocolate. I mean, it became a big thing. There was all these people hanging around seeing what was going to happen. You know, once you invest 20 minutes, you're not going to look away, she's not going to look away, and we had this thing. And finally, at 12 o'clock, the door had to be closed. She was standing on just on the other side of a door, and at 12 o'clock, that door closes. And the door closed, and the whole contest was over, and no one won. Okay, so that is a great story of stubbornness. It's a great story of how you get it. You know, it's something that happened to me that I have now something to share. I have some knowledge. Something that happened in my relationship to my spouse. Your family. I have 4 boys. The whole boy culture, all the different things that happen, those are things that I know of. Your work. I grew up in the city, but in 9th grade, my dad bought a farm, so one day I'm in the city, next day I'm milking cows. I worked in a warehouse, I worked in church, so I have all these experiences in my life. What experiences do you have? What jobs did you do? And what things do you know because of that? Your hobbies. I love sports. Right now I play a lot of pickleball, golf. You name it. You name the sport, I enjoyed it. Right now I'm into drones. I fly these helicopters that fly around, take pictures and so on. I love oil painting. So these are the hobbies and things that I have gotten into that I know something about. I built my own guitar. These are the things that I know about. So I know a lot about wood and how wood works and the different kinds of woods and how that relates to musical instruments and vibration and all these things because I got into that. So what things have you gotten into? That's a source of the things you know. Your failures and your successes. I did a planner, invented a planner, and they probably sold over 1 million over the years. But I've had some, you know, I did a president's planner with quotes from all the presidents, and it went nowhere. And so I have things that I've done well and things that didn't work out at all. But I know about these things, and I know them from my successes and from my failures. So what do you know from your successes and failures? Using things that you've learned from your parents. Your parents have taught you things from school, books, learning, whatever schooling you've had, from reading. You don't have to experience everything. That you know. You can experience a lot of things through reading. Reading is one of the most important things that you could possibly do. From mentors, people that you hang around. I've had some really good mentors in my life and they've taught me a lot of good things. From the internet. Now, the ability to learn stuff from people. You know, people that you would never have access to. Some of the most successful people in the world have a lot to say, and it's all on the internet. Christian Leaders Institute is on the internet. All the different courses that you see, it's like, I remember when I went to college, and at the college I went to, there was a big book. It was a book of all the courses that you could possibly take. And I remember just, sometimes I would just page through that and think, wow, you know, if I just took all these courses here, I could be an engineer. If I took all these courses, I could be a doctor. If I could took, I mean, it was just like, it was like candy in a jar. And all you have to do is take these things and a whole world would open up to you. It was incredible. Well, look at the courses that we have at Christian Leaders Institute and you can just take them. I mean, once you take the first course, you can take anything that you want. It's amazing. And it's all free. For biographies, learning about people, Thomas Edison, how he invented the light bulb, missionaries, that have, you know, brought Christianity to different countries. I mean, you read these stories, Hudson Taylor, all these different people. It's unbelievable. Documentaries. My son is my oldest son is a software writer, developer, so he spends his whole day typing code, and some of it is sort of mindless, like it's just busy work that you have to do. So he has a documentary running on his computer 8 hours a day. He codes 8 hours a day. He watches 8 hours a day of documentaries 5 days a week. He's been doing that for 15 years. There's nothing that he doesn't know something about. Any topic that you bring up, a whole thing of, you know. And so when we were there in Ecuador this past December, we watched a few documentaries on things, and garlic. A whole documentary on garlic and how China is doing things with garlic and garlic dumping, and it's unbelievable. I'm like an expert on garlic now, and I didn't care before. But there's a whole world of garlic. There's a problem with honey and countries that are dumbing it down and laboratories set up to try to catch it and what pollens exist in what part of the world. And it's unbelievable. And you can learn all the... You don't have to be a genius. You just have to watch. You just have to learn. It's all right there. From interesting people. Find interesting people in your life and ask about them. I'm reading a book on Leonardo da Vinci. You know, he's the one that painted The Last Supper, but he was an inventor too. He had the idea for, you know, helicopters and flying machines. He analyzed. He watched birds and how they, you know, how they did their wings. And he observed that some birds push faster down and slower up, and some the other way around, and how it works. And just, he was fascinated with all these things. But what I found interesting is Leonardo kept, you know, notebooks about everything. And in the notebooks, often you can find, he would write, talk to Smith and find out about, you know, metal. Talk to this guy and find out about that. Talk to, you know, and he had a list of all these people that he needed to talk to find out how what they knew about how something worked. So maybe take a notebook and start writing down, who are the people you should talk to? I know another guy who, he would call up, you know, inventors, famous, successful business people, and he said, look, you don't know me, but I would like to, for $300, I'll give you $300 if you let me just interview you for a half an hour. Because I think it would be worth it. And most of the time, people, you know, were so impressed with that, they would give him the time free. So who are the people that you find interesting that you could talk to? Why is knowledge important in communication? Well, first of all, you'll have something to communicate. I mean, if you're going to communicate, that's what this class is about, how to communicate effectively. If you're going to say something, then you should know something of what you're going to say. I mean, what's the point of talking if you don't know something? Number two, you'll communicate with confidence. See, a lot of times, people, when they first give a speech somewhere, they talk about something that they don't know very much about. Maybe the teacher gives you a topic and now you have to talk about it. Well, you don't know that. If you had to talk about the thing you know a lot about, whether it's a hobby or it's, you know, whatever it is that you do for work, whatever it is that you do for work, if you had to get a 5-minute speech about that, yeah, no problem. I know this topic. You know, for me to talk about sermons is easy. Why? Because I do it every week for the last 30 years. I know this topic. You will satisfy the hunger many people have to learn something interesting and or useful. People want to learn. And if you have something that they might be interested in, that, you know, my son, when he hangs around, you know, he gets me into things that I never would have gotten into. He somehow got into cars. He didn't know a thing about cars. I don't know a thing about how they work and the distributor cap and the, you know, the rotors and all these different things. I heard of these terms, but I don't even know how it all works. He didn't either. But all of a sudden he got into it. He knows every little thing about it. And so he got me to buy this 1968 Datsun Roadster. Little tiny car, old car, but it's a mess. It's a total disaster. And so we're working on it, and he, you know, how this works, and there's a problem, so we fix that. And I remember the day we got it started. In fact, I videotaped it. Here's the first time it started. It was like, wow. But people who know stuff sort of get people excited about things that they wouldn't have gotten excited about before. If you want to be an interesting communicator, you've got to know some things. Pitfalls in communicating what you know. Number one, people dislike the know-it-all attitude. So there are people that know stuff, or at least think they know stuff, and they're always, you know, well, this is how it is. This is how, and they have this know-it-all attitude, and no one likes that. Number two, a way to sort of get around that. Begin communication with these phrases. I have heard. I read. I am not sure this is all true, but. See, if you start talking about what you think you know, what you know, if you soften a little bit, like when you come off like, I know this, you may have heard otherwise, but I, on the planet, I know these things. See, then you're like setting yourself above people. No one likes that. No one wants to be, you know, someone standing above you, talking down to you like you're 5 years old. That's how it feels like. We don't like that. I'm not 5 years old. You might be right, but I don't want someone talking down to me. You probably don't know this, but, and then they, you know, that's what happens when someone goes to a conference. They go to a conference, they learn a bunch of stuff, and then they come back and they talk to you like they now own something and you don't. And that's what's going on. You're stupid, I'm smart. I know this, you don't. The way to not get into that rut is to soften it. Look, I heard. I went to this conference and the speaker said this. You know, it could be true, it might not be true, but I'm just telling you what I heard. It's not like I own it. It's not like I figured this out. It's not like I am God and I know this. But let me just share what I learned. See, then I'm being humble. I'm not looking down at you. You would have learned the same thing if you had been to the conference. I'm no smarter than you are. Do not say what you know as if you are the final authority. A lot of people do that. They say things like, this is now the truth. Leave room for people to give their own opinions. If you come in and you, this is the way it is, most people will just go, okay, great, and then they'll walk away. Because they don't want to fight you. You said it so strongly that the only way that they can have a different opinion than yours is to fight. And they don't want this conflict, so they just drop the whole thing. Or if they're sort of made in the same mold, then they want to fight. And now we just have a game, a tennis game, where we're both hitting the ball at each other. Communicate what you know in an interesting, winning manner. The problem, you know, when you discover something, what's more fun, the discovery or the process of discovery? Is it the process of looking for the treasure and finding the treasure? I think it's the latter. I think people enjoy the journey more than the destination. When you want to buy something and it's a specific thing and you can't find it, you look and you look and you look and that's too expensive, and then you find the right deal and you finally get it. You get it, you take it home, you use it, and then it goes on the shelf and you forget about it. The real pleasure is the journey. So, you've discovered something, you've learned something. Instead of just telling people, here's what I learned, take them on the journey. Take them on the journey of your discovery. How did you come to this? Where did you go? Why did you think about this? Why was this interesting to you? And then lead them down the trail that you went down. Number two, relate what you know to the goal of your communication. So you're talking about something. Maybe it's a sermon and you're trying to talk about the love of God, or you're trying to talk about faith. And now you have this story or this thing that you know, you're using it as an illustration. When you're telling people what you know, make sure it serves the purpose for explaining faith. Why am I telling you all of this stuff? Am I just entertaining you? So that's something you might think about. Make sure your audience understands why you're communicating what you know. Am I just telling you this because I have information and I find it interesting and I'm just telling you and now you know these things? Or is it inspiration? I'm telling you about Thomas Edison. And this is a new thing that I discovered. Do you know that he would sleep 3 hours, he'd take a nap for an hour, he would work 3 hours, take a nap for an hour, then he'd work 3 hours, he'd take a nap for an hour, then he'd work 3 hours. He tried to do that cycle. Do you know that? Isn't that interesting? Now, am I just telling you information, or am I trying to inspire you? The reason he did that is because he wanted to maximize his waking time because he was so fascinated, so interested in how the world worked and how he could combine things into new and exciting ways. He was so incredibly thrilled with the creation that God has. Okay, I'm trying to inspire you. I'm using the story of Edison to inspire you to see God's creation and maybe do something, to be used by God to make some incredible thing happen. Or I'm trying to motivate you. Okay? So what is the point of my speech? And I'm telling you things that I know, but my ultimate goal is to move you in a certain direction. Most important, in terms of communicating information, keep gaining knowledge. Keep learning. Keep growing. I know that taking these classes can be hard. You know, there's videos, there's tests, and but check again. Just sometimes click on all courses and just go through all the courses. Just look and see what they're about. I think if you just did that, you'd be inspired. You'd have this list of courses that you want to take. I mean, I do that, and it's like, oh, I have to. And you know what? Even try out a few. You can watch a few videos. You can see who the professor is. And if you connect, that might be the course that you keep growing in knowledge. It's a gift that God has given us.